Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thursday to you. It's Friday Eve. It's going to be a great couple of days. And make some chili or do some smoking, barbecuing on Sunday because it's going to be a high of 42. A high of 42.
Wow.
Mike Elam is here with us. And
hey.
I love that. You're just talking about Dreamweaver.
Yeah. I love that song too.
You grew up very religious. I did not, but I became very religious at about 18.
So
about 18 through 24. I was very religious. I was going to go to Bible school in Springfield, Missouri. I was going to be a pastor, the whole Megillah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been many people. Malibu Dave is what Phoebe calls me.
I love that.
And you were saying that Dreamweaver was on the verboten list.
It was. So I grew up a Southern Baptist minister son. So there was a thing when I was really young, and there were a lot of people talking about, you know, Kiss or, you know, Kings in Satan's Service or something like that.
It was all about AC/DC was Antichrist, Devil's Children was the rumor.
Oh, there yeah. was all kinds of this stuff, right? But Dreamweaver, I love that song. And then I heard them talking about it. I didn't buy into all this stuff, but she was talking about the fact that Dreamweaver is a demon song because he talks about maybe through an astral plane. And I'm like, I have no idea what astroplaning was. It was a new word for me. And I was not one of those people who went and looked up new words. I just went, okay, let's move on. And she had this whole thing of astroplaning is when you see yourself up on the stage from in the back and you can only do that from demon projection. And I was like, really? Okay. You're reaching here, aren't you? It was that old joke with Charles Manson when he talked about you played the Beatles songs backwards and he could hear, you know, subtext that was telling him to go kill people. And it's like, wow, if he would have only had CDs, he could have heard it more clearly. Yeah. All those people would still be alive.
I remember hearing people say, we don't allow sex here because it could lead to dancing.
Well, when I was in Harrison, Arkansas, working for Z103, my first summer home from college, they refused to play Madonna's Like a Virgin because she said virgin.
Mm.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And yet, here we are.
Here we are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything goes now, I think.
Times have changed.
Times have definitely changed. Yeah. That's for sure.
And now Madonna's a boomer.
Right.
Yeah.
Now she's boring.
Now she have you seen her lately? Have you seen a picture? Oh, you should Google that real quick. That is, you should have stopped years ago with the surgery.
Mm.
Like, come
on. A lot
of
that going around.
Yeah. And what's funny is people like her, they've always had their own kind of beauty, if you will. I don't know why she ever had to do that. I mean, it's easy for me to say,
you know,
right?
What I think it has to be, I've never had any plastic surgery. I can't foresee ever having any. But if I were going to, I would think that this would happen. You have a procedure.
Yeah.
And it's almost just right.
Ah.
But maybe you need one little tweak. And then that goes off a little bit. Now you need a third surgery to correct that little tweak that went off. Next thing you know, you look like a cat.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard it can be very, well, it's kind of like tattoos,
yeah,
right? It starts
addicting
with one little thing, and then you're like, well, that was cool. Let's get another. And then before long, you know, you're Post Malone.
Are we not going to know what aging looks like anymore?
I don't know. Did I tell you the story about years ago when I used to work for the Bonneville Group? They had a guy who came in who's a futurist. And I was about 38 or so back then. I know I was under 40 because he said, if you're in this room and you're under 40, you need to plan on living to 120. And I was like, seriously? But the reason he said 120 is you have to be okay with being more machine than you are human, because you're going to go in and get all your parts placed.
He may still be right.
New eyes, new shoulders, new knees. I mean, it's true. I mean, look at Elman. He got two new knees, and now he's back in the race, and he's ready to go.
Yeah.
You put new parts in, and let's go run Mo Cowbell. I mean, anything's possible.
Mm.
So I think we may not know what aging is like.
Yeah. What did you make of the election a couple nights ago?
I think it's one of those instances where a lot of people are going to overreach on what it meant. I mean, if you look at the Virginia governor, the New Jersey governor, and the New York City mayor in particular, those three races, those are two very Democrat states and a very Democrat city. So the story isn't really Republicans lose. The story is when Republicans win. I mean, Chris Christie won the New Jersey governor's race way back when. And that's the last time I remember them having a Republican governor in New Jersey. Same deal with Glenn Youngkin, what he won Virginia 4 years ago. It was a big story because they elected a Republican. But it was different because Trump wasn't in the White House back then. And typically, in an off year like that, especially right after an election, a presidential election, the party who's not in power tends to do poorly. And this stays right in that wheelhouse of the party who wasn't in power did bad. I mean, besides Giuliani, I don't remember, have we had a Republican in New York? Mm. I don't remember that. I mean, Bloomberg was his own thing because he wasn't really Republican or Democrat. He was just a mega rich guy.
So as a conservative, do you look at the election of Mondami and say, great, everyone's going to see what democratic socialism really is like, and no one's ever going to elect a democratic socialist again? Or are you a little iffy about it?
I think he has the opportunity to, if he does what he says he wants to do, and for him to do, he's a great example of politicians who make these promises, and it is way beyond their power for them to be able to do most any of it. Everything that he's talking about doing, he's going to have help from the state. The state has to change policies or endorse his policies for him to be able to do a lot of the stuff that he wants to do. So if he's able to get that done, I think New York City, as we know it, isn't going to be New York City anymore. I mean, I think it's going to burn in flames because
burn in flames.
Well, it's an expression.
Canada, I didn't burning mean that in literally. Flames?
I didn't mean
Finland?
That. I didn't mean that literally.
England?
What I meant, did you see Escape from New York? This may be the precursor to what's going to happen, which is sad because they actually shot it here in St. Louis. But
yeah, they needed a real crap hole.
They needed a burned out place to go shoot. Let's go to St. Louis and shoot that. But I mean, you can't give away everything. Somebody's got to pay for it. You know, he's going to do free buses and free everything, and your rent can't go up, and everything costs. There is a cost to everything.
Isn't that, though, and I'm no scholar on this. Actually, Wheels knows more about this than I do. But isn't that kind of like what we were doing in the 50s? Weren't we at like a 90% tax rate? And
yes.
That's the glory days?
That was the highest tax rate that the rich, the wealthy class has ever seen, was the 50s and 60s. And that time with the New Deal and following World War II is when the middle class was the strongest it's ever been in the history of the planet. And then we've gradually eaten away at that because it benefits the people with money that tend to be the ones that help make laws that pay for the. I'm speaking of national politicians. Sure. I don't think it's the same locally. I think it's different. I'm sure the similar dynamic, but I'm talking about the country, not one city or one place.
Well, what Mondani's trying to do is he's trying to soak the rich with everything.
Yeah.
And
they're rich. Well, go get them.
The only bad part about that is the rich have choices, right? So the rich are going to say, hey, you know what? This sucks. I'm leaving. And they're just going to pack up their money. And yeah, I mean, Sean Hannity left New York and moved to Florida. And Will Cain, who does a show on Fox, now does his show from Texas.
So the same guys that make fun of other people for threatening to leave the country for one person living, they're going to be like, well, I can't live here because, I mean, it's the same idea, right? We're going to leave the place we don't like.
But they said, if you keep doing this, we're leaving.
No,
and,
I mean.
And they did.
But that's kind of the point.
Leave the country. They just moved to a different state.
There's a choice. Because what happens in other cities? Regular people leave.
When you can.
Right, but I mean, you can't just stay where you have no options. You can't stay when you can't afford an apartment, and you can't get a job that gives you raises every couple of years, and you know the food's expensive. Like, at some point, there's a tipping point. And I mean, I don't. And by the way, if billionaires are like, I have to give up a little bit more of my money, I'm leaving. You're jerks. You're already winning. You've won. You're wealthy. You got everything you need, and you're going to be petty and be like, "Gah, might cost me a little extra, so no." But all these other people who got nothing or are struggling to have what they have, well, if they get something that they don't deserve or I think they don't deserve, well, then I'm out.
Well, it's
take
like
my
Warren,
ball and go home.
Warren Buffett used to always talk about the fact that it's not fair that his secretary pays a higher tax rate than he does.
Yes.
Well, he doesn't make any money from a job.
Yeah.
He makes all his money off capital gains tax. So
right, and who helps write laws that keep that from being taxable income?
Rich people.
Rich people.
I was going to let
lobbyists.
Him finish the sentence.
I
wasn't sure.
Welcome to our world.
Oh, yeah.
He does
yeah,
this all
okay.
the time.
That's the thing. I let it sit for a second.
There was a pause. I was like, am I supposed to jump in, like, or was that rhetorical?
The problem is that's the game that's being played.
But it's the reality, right?
But we know the game. The game is I'm in a position as a wealthy person. I'm not going to take a salary. Because if I take a salary, I have to pay income tax. So I'm just gonna take stock, which I then use as collateral to get a 2% loan. And I'll borrow all this money, live like a rich person, never pay it. We lose hundreds of billions of dollars a year in income taxes in the U.S. because wealthy people do this. Hundreds of billions. And it's legal. I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong. It's
completely
totally legal, but it's absolutely a loophole to get around. So I want all the things. I want cars and houses. I want to be rich, but I don't want to pay income tax. How does that logically hold when you're a normal person like me? I don't have any choice. I can't get the loan that guy gets. I can't get a 2% loan.
Maybe not.
I can't get a $100 million line of credit. I can't get a $2 million line of credit. And I certainly can't get it at that kind of interest rate. So they're doing that to have the best of both worlds. I get to keep all of my money. I'm going to borrow all of their money. I'm going to pay it back, but I'm going to pay it back at a super low rate. And I will take that money and reinvest it, and now I'll make 5%, but I'm only going to pay 2%. And they're not, I mean, like, it's legal, but it's something that does not benefit us normies.
So like we've talked about a number of times, there's a way things should be, and then there's the way things are.
Right, but
are.
We should be trying to fix those things rather than kissing their asses.
Well, so if you're going to do stuff, to your earlier point of what did I take away from Tuesday, I took away that not a lot's going to change. In blue states, they're going to elect Democrats. In red states, they're going to elect Republicans.
Yep.
We're getting away from general elections matter. They really don't matter that much anymore. It's all about the primaries, and the primaries are going to dictate where things are going to be because, as you just saw, that it doesn't really matter. If it's a blue state, they're going to elect blue people unless something drastically changes. Like, even when Glenn Youngkin won 4 years ago, he only won by 2 points. Mm. He barely beat Terry McAuliffe. And Terry McAuliffe did pretty much everything he could to blow himself up. I mean, he talked about this stuff when education was the hot issue that they were talking about in public schools. And he said, parents don't get to pick what their kids are taught in schools. And everybody went, what the? You're done. And he still only lost by 2 percentage points. And that was a nuclear thing to say at that time. So I don't think there's going to be that big a difference it's going to take from this. I think the Republicans are going to try and paint him as the communist guy that you want to run against. But I think what's going to be interesting, and I know we're done, but Nancy Pelosi stepping down is the bigger thing because you're seeing a changing of the guard. And that's going to be the big one.
30 seconds. How does the shutdown end?
I think it ends with the fact that people are going to get tired of hearing about everybody going through all this pain, and they're going to make the politicians pay a price for it. And that's when it's done. And I bet by the time we're back here next week, we're done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
.425 DGS, happy Thursday. Want some fun facts?
Yes.
Gen Z is enamored with smoking cigarettes. Uh-huh. They're giving up vaping in favor of smoking.
Why not neither?
And the Maldives, I've never known how to say that.
I think it's Maldives, yeah.
Okay, the Maldives have passed a law that anyone below 21, I'm sorry, yes, can never smoke.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, I saw
it's
that.
Illegal.
Like they're just grandfathering
in. Grandfathering in people who are already 21 and smoke.
Yep. It'll be a smoke-free country.
That'll never happen here, will it?
No. And honestly, it shouldn't. Like, you know, you can have some basic freedom like that, especially when it's not really harming anyone else.
Yeah.
Nothing like that will ever happen here. We're just too big. There's too many people.
No, you're right. We won't get consensus on it.
Yeah, there's too many people to, like, enforce something like that.
Maine is apologizing for sending letters to 531 hospital patients informing them that they're dead.
Man, good sorry. To know, I guess.
I shouldn't laugh.
Could you imagine getting a notice that says, you're dead?
Because you don't have to go to work the next day. The company that makes Swiss Army knives is Victorinox. They've been in business since 1884, and this entire time, they've never laid off a single employee.
Huh.
That's cool.
How long have they been open?
1884. Yeah, so it's just a bunch of like 120-year-old people working for? They're all immortal.
For the state of Texas to have the population density of New York City, every single person in the world would have to live there.
Jeez. That's a geez on a lot of levels. Like, that's how big Texas is, number one.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.